This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023. If it's happening in footy,
one of the biggest stories of the season has just dropped.
This man will be all over it.
Have a go at Jay-Z. He's everywhere.
I know. He knows everything.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
How are you, mate? You big bowling ball? You good?
It's Jay-Z Clark.
You've got a level of confidence at the minute, Jay-Z. I'm not sure where it's come from.
I'm a humble leg spinner from Geelong.
Oh, my God.
Jim.
You've landed one wrong and it snuck through the gate.
Of you.
And now you're thinking you're bloody Shane Warne.
6 for 40 in the grand final, I had them. And then after break, they took me to absolute town. But I heard your little intro there before. You're giving me a little clip.
Well, we've got some audio. Do we go straight there?
Let's go straight there because, Jay-Z, we like this. You had a bit of a shot at our man here, Jimmy Boy.
Uh-oh.
Bob Jane team asked Jay-Z, is it still hot down there, Jay-Z?
Yes, and getting warmer down here, Brian. Whoa. Benny Mackay's first game for Essendon. This would be the biggest crowd he has ever played in front of.
Shut up, Jay-Z. Turn you right off.
So we like that.
Not really.
Yeah, that was a nice little jab.
And some hard ass Parkeroon.
I did a fact check, and it's actually double the biggest crowd.
Okay.
Oh, double.
You play your next bit.
And then he's gone bang, bang again.
Triple M, Bunnings straight, scoreboard, Jay-Z.
Sorry, Jim. Benny Mackay, you were mentioning just the 8 wins across his career. Searching for his 9th here today.
Very carefully, Jay-Z. So,
yes.
What? Now, what did our great friend Sam Newman always say to us?
What did he say?
You're going to be a smart ass. Get it right. So he's on fire.
He's happy with himself, Jimmy Boy. And then this happens.
As you mentioned, Asher, 5 new players today for Essendon, 4 from other clubs, plus also the debutant Elijah Sardis.
I stuffed that up.
Oh, I think it was his 5th game.
It was his 5th, but he was quiet in those, so that's probably why I didn't notice him. But Bill, and you would understand this, I go sit down there in the boundary and I just sort of try and chip away, and I cop so many barbs from Jim and BT over the journey, I'm starting to fight back.
I know.
I'm starting to
fight
back.
And you had a couple of good jabs there because I like that about Benny. And so you fact-checked it, and it was double.
Double.
That would be wrong for a start.
Now, how many are going to be there this week, by the way, North Melbourne and Freo?
Oh, you know what? There's some real concerns. 18,000 fans is the forecast. The football club would love to have a 2 in the front of it, a 20-something $1,000. And why wouldn't they turn up, Jim? They've got Zane Dersma.
I'm with you.
They've got Colby McKercher playing their first game back in Melbourne. They look like absolute superstars, these kids.
And we're not the worst on the weekend against, I think, one of the best teams in the comp. So I'm with you. Get along to Marvel Stadium, 1:45 Saturday. Why wouldn't you? Now, speaking
of Fife's fine.
Can I just say, too, I reckon they're half a chance to get up. I know Fremantle were very good.
They were good.
But, you know, when they play well, sometimes they can be lulled into a false sense of security.
Injuries too, Freo.
They have got injuries.
They're weak down back, and North Melbourne, remember, beat them in the corresponding game last year. So, don't rule out the mighty Kangaroos.
The Tassie week this has been.
Massive, hasn't it? So we know about the name and the jumper, which will change the Devils.
About to say, everyone's getting carried away about the jumper. This is just to launch the bloody thing. They're going to come up with whatever it looks like for round one. It won't look like that, I'm sure.
It's a launch jumper.
Exactly.
It's a dummy jumper. It'll end up being the Devil.
Why do people do that jump up and down?
Get wound up.
Carry on.
Well, you got to say something, I guess, at times, don't you, Bill? So anyway, that's great. Fantastic. 100-something thousand members. The intrigue now is about who's going to be wearing the jumpers. How is this list going to be built? What sort of team are they going to put out in the park for their first year? Should the new stadium be built? And should they go ahead with it in 2028? You think they would. Right, so it's going to be a very different list build. So you remember with Gold Coast and GWS, Jim, back in the day, they got off a whole truckload of first-round picks.
Got 7 of the first 11 picks in 2010.
And GWS even more.
9 of the first 11 picks.
And this is where a lot of the frustration stemmed around GWS's list build, because you remember their first 2 years, they were garbage. Right, they're getting beaten by 100 points every second week.
They got the picks, and we thought they were going to win the premiership for 3 years. They're going to win it for the next 2 years, didn't we? Everyone said that.
We got a bit excited.
We got a bit ahead of ourselves.
But what we realised is it takes a long time for these kids to develop and grow up. So the big difference with the Tasmanian list build, and all the clubs are aware of this now, they will be forced to trade a lot of those draft picks. So, for example, if they are given 7 top 10 draft picks in 2017 to come in 2028, the AFL might say something like, you have to trade at least 5 of them. And this is why it's a good thing. It's a double-edged sword. It's good for the Tasmanian footy side because they can then go and get Riley Sanders or Colby McKercher in his fourth season.
Who are Tassie boys. Whatever.
Yes, exactly. Yep. But then it also doesn't kill the clubs who are rebuilding, because you remember North, as they would come through, Jim, you didn't get access to the top picks.
No, exactly.
Because the Suns and the Giants hoarded them all. But because Tasmania will be forced to trade these picks, it means they'll be put back into circulation in the league and they will funnel out to those other clubs.
Spot on. The only thing I'll say about that from, let's say, Riley Sanders' point of view, pick whichever player you want, is it GWS, unlike the Gold Coast, who are now looks like they're getting their act together, but it's taken a long time, GWS were best in show, as in starting and then becoming good as quickly as you can.
Yes.
But they didn't play finals to their fifth year.
Yes.
So if you're a 26-year-old kid at a club that's going well, it's a big call, because you go, all right, I can go to Tassie, but likely I'm going to be in my early 30s before we even look like playing in a final.
But if you're a Tassie boy, do you want to go home?
Well, I don't know.
And that is why I think they will aim for Tasmania to be competitive even sooner. Can they get it together in their third year or their fourth year? It's a really valid point, but it does help when you've got 1.5 sitting in their back pocket.
And so what I would argue with that, Jay-Z, is then it's, you know, you're looking at your 31, 32, 33. So you think, well, I've only got a couple of years left. And if they offer me a huge quid, I don't mind Salamanca and Fats Pub.
Yeah.
I'll go down to it's those 23, 4, 5-year-olds. Yep. It's a big call, because that's the main part of your career.
It is a big call, but there's going to be some fat contracts with some sign-on bonuses where there's going to be extra money outside the cap to be able to lure these players.
Jeremy Cameron said, yeah, I'll go. If Geelong come to me in 28, right? So he's going to be 34. He goes, and Tassie want me? I'll go.
Of course he will. Out the roof.
Come on.
Yes. Just. So this is the big issue. So this weekend's going to be the biggest story in the country with the election. Obviously, if the Liberals get up, they're going to build a shiny new stadium. But what clubs are talking about at the moment is they think it's the biggest no-brainer in football. Take the roof off the new stadium. Ooh. Have the shiny new toy. You don't need a roof. It's going to save you hundreds of millions of dollars. So if that brings it from, say, 1.3 back under $1 billion, that might be more palatable for the Tasmanian community. Have you ever sat in the MCG outer?
No, I've sat in the seats out the front of Belle Reve, Blunston. As cold as charity.
As charity. Mother-in-law's
kiss. I came back to a acceptable length. I'm telling you, it was.
Remember, you used to sit up behind the goals?
Bitterly cold.
And you used to wear those leather gloves.
Oh. And a beanie, and a scarf, and an overcoat, and I was still freezing.
A real fool's head. You'd be fool's head.
Be sitting next to Punner. Oh, gee, Cunners looks good today, Ricky, doesn't he?
What I was sitting next to was Gil. Just a couple more dollars. All right, Jay-Z, stick around.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We're together. We're a team.
No, we're not.
We're a team.
No. I will throw you that art under the bus. It won't matter.
Two-time Brownlow medalist Nat Fyfe to join us after five. Right now we've got the two-time Brownlow medalist for AFL Media, Jay-Z Clark, in the studio.
Now, sometimes teams, after one round, there are 23 of them, one round, seem to, for whatever reason, drag a whole lot of scrutiny.
Yes.
The Western Bulldogs are fitting into that category. Yeah. Why?
Attracting the blowtorch. I think this fortnight would be just about as important as it gets for Luke Beveridge outside his previous finals campaigns. If they don't knock off Gold Coast, and I know they got West Coast after that, they lost to the Eagles last round last year, of course, then the absolute Bunsen burner is going to be turned up. And there's just these sort of little whispers or divisions and friction around selection, etc. Like, how on earth? I think every Western Bulldogs fan, I reckon half the Western Bulldogs team were looking at Caleb Daniel, who was incredibly popular in the red, white and blue, sitting on the bench in that third quarter as they went turnover after turnover after turnover, and you got one of the best ball users on the ground sitting on the bench, would have been mystifying. And the way Marcus Bontempelli come off the ground at nearing three-quarter time, exasperated, clearly frustrated. Now, if he's not in the 22, Caleb Daniel, this weekend at against Gold Coast, I'll be shocked. I get the debate around Norton and whether he could go back because there are some defensive issues, et cetera. But
Darcy comes in.
As the Bulldogs say, Sam Darcy has to come in.
Kick five, didn't he, on the weekend?
You'd think.
Yeah.
Got to come in.
Ruck forward. But then how do they play Jamara, who's getting million-dollar offers from every second club? You know, where does Rory Lobb fit? You know, Aaron Norton, I understand the argument to play him back, but as the Dogs say, he's trained all summer as a forward role. We're not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater after just one round. But they need to get it going because, as you know better than anyone, Jim, you start to lose a couple of games.
Ooh.
They look at the talent on the list. They got a couple of big names out of contract still. Tim English, And obviously, Jamari needs to re-sign. Bailey Smith, we might see him in blue and white hoops next year. So there's a lot bubbling away at the Bulldogs, and it'll be interesting to see whether the sort of that tension appears on the field, because it wasn't a happy football club last year. They've tried to address some of those things, and they got Matt Rowe to contend with, who looks like the most informed player in the competition, Ballarat, and on Sunday.
Ballarat, exactly.
At Ballarat, they play well there.
Who?
The Dogs. Yeah.
But what about the Gold Coast Suns? They had two beautiful wins up there on the Gold Coast. Sunny, beautiful. Then they go to Ballarat.
No, it was raining on Saturday.
It was raining and horrible.
Absolutely
Saturday.
Pissing down, actually.
It was. Richmond.
It's pissing down.
It was up there, Robert. Mm.
Jane Buns in no danger.
Richmond, what's going on there with their list setup?
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating, isn't it? Because you look at Richmond, they haven't had a top 15 pick, I think, other than Josh Gipkus over the last 8 years. They haven't had the top end talent. They also need a key forward, a big banana. Jack Riewoldt's gone. Bill, also Tom Lynch is coming to the
tried Bolter.
The end of his career. Still looks like a backman, but you never know. Could work as a forward. So other clubs are having a look at some of their mid-tier types and seeing whether the Tigers might be interested in a bit of a trade. So Jack Graham is a free agent. South Australian, remember, he toured Port Adelaide a couple of years ago. Holding off at the moment because you're going to see where how the Tigers' direction goes. The other one, and this has come a little bit from left field, is Liam Baker. So he's the hard nut, you know, very reliable player, been a very consistent performer. He has interest from the West Australian clubs. He's out of contract this year. So do the Tigers look at it and go, well, if we can get a late first round pick, because Fremantle's got three of them are coming in this year, or an early second round pick, do you do it to try and get four picks inside the top 30 because they've got 2 second rounders, 3 third rounders and 3 fourth rounders. Got a heap of picks sort of late, the Tigers. Do they try and move on a player to get in some top end talent to try and boost that list rebuild, because they need more top end talent.
To the point you made in the previous break, once the Tassie list starts getting put together, there's going to be at least two compromise drafts, you'd sense.
Yes. Yep.
So that you want to have your ducks in a row by the time that happens, because if you look back to the last two list builds, when clubs didn't have their ducks in a row when that started, they were nowhere for about 5 years.
And it sent North Melbourne to the free agency market.
It did.
Tried to shortcut Jared Waite, Sean Higgins, Nicky Dowell, which worked out well.
It did, but it just, and then Hawthorn were perfectly positioned so that when those drafts hit, they were smoking.
Hard to get the ducks in a row.
Well, it is.
Because they move the little bugs.
They do, Bill, but if you get them in a row, you can have a very nice run there, Jay-Z.
You nearly get them, and then he does dopey moves out.
Hang on a sec. Fremantle lost Lockie Schultz to Collingwood. They got a first-round pick for him. Yeah. I wonder whether they could essentially upgrade with that pick. They lose Schultz, but they get Baker for that midfield at Fremantle, because they're going to go shopping at trade time, and that will be interesting, Bill.
The Gabba brings back a lot of memories for a lot of players out there. What's happening there?
Well, it's the worst stadium in the AFL in Australia, and it is it's desperately needed a refurb. Now, the Brisbane Lions thought that the Gabba was going to get one.
For the Olympics,
2032. But now the Queensland government, quite controversially, has pulled the funding from all the Gabba redevelopment. It's going to get a little bit of a boost, but not the major sort of, essentially rebuild that it needs. So it leaves the Lions and Queensland footy, where the AFL is putting millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars each year to try and grow the game with this really outdated stadium. So
Jay-Z, it's a fine stadium to sit in. It's a fine stadium to play on.
To watch.
It's just the back of house that's completely munted. So they've got to spend, that's where the money's got to go, isn't it? They've got to sort that out, but that can be sorted out.
Yeah, but this costs hundreds of millions of dollars.
What, hospitality areas, and we can do all of that, can't we? Improve facilities and bars and things.
Before they moved the Lions to the Springfield setup with their new gym, I think their previous gym was in some sort of a dungeon which didn't get any natural light. So that's what we're dealing with here, Jim. It's an old sort of archaic.
It's 2024, Jay-Z. We can fix those areas. Surely we're good enough to do that.
Will they play at the new ground that they're going to build?
No. Now the Lions are at the Gabba because it's not going to change that much.
After 2028 or 32 or whenever it is.
No, that's a little.
Where are they going to play?
A little poxy little stadium. No, that's the problem.
Oh, because the Gabba, Bill. They'll just fix it up.
Well, but they're a lot of money,
and
Jim.
Also you got the test match there every year and BBL and all the rest. It's an iconic venue, Jay-Z.
I wonder. You're the perfect person to ask this question. I wonder whether the Gabba is at risk of losing the magnificent test cricket, which we absolutely love there.
No.
If you've got an old funky stadium. You got a beautiful stadium over there in Perth. Adelaide's been done up.
Just fix what's around the back and give us a 1-0 series lead against whomever we play against. The reason teams are getting us there is because it's back end of every series. Mm. Get it back at the top.
Righto.
And we go into India and England, one up.
Fix up the Gabba.
They're going to be under the pump. See, it's talking about under the pump. What about Collingwood? So 0-2 to start the season. There's going to be a defensive rejig. So they've got St Kilda, who are going to be tough to beat tomorrow night. No doubt about that. It's a massive game for the Saints. So have a look for Billy Frampton to come back in the team, potentially replacing Charlie Dean, who's been a little bit suspect, and whether Reef McInnes comes in for Ash Johnson. What are you laughing at, Jim?
Roger, well, I'm laughing at how flat the Nipsies are around here, because there's 18 Collingwood fans within a base.
So
2 metres of this joint, they're all flat as a biscuit.
Lose this one, zip and three, and then who do they play?
Well, they play Brisbane.
At the Gabba.
Brisbane.
And then Hawthorn.
The statistics say that if you start the season 0-3, you don't play finals. I know Carlton got hot last
year.
Thanks, Jay-Z. It's a big game. Craig McRae and the crew know it, obviously, clearly, but they need to get the chocolates against the Saints, who I think are going to be very tough to beat.
Very tough.
Ross Lamb will have them fired up, and it's a big game for Spud for all his match.
It is indeed. Yes. Superb. Just on the Giants, they don't play at home again till round 10.
Yeah.
Because the show's on up there.
Yes.
They've got to have
the sheep walking around.
The sheep walking. Cows doing big turds.
Coxie was right.
Imagine Adam Kingsley. I beg your pardon?
Yes. They're going to play two home games in Canberra, but the show's on, so they can't have their ground.
You're punted for the show.
Well done, Jay-Z. Where are we hearing you next, please?
Tomorrow night. Thursday, Rub.
Isaac Smith,
Kate McCarthy. Jack Heverin, and then Darce Corn the game.
North Melbourne Saturday.
Can't wait for that.
Pull your head in.
18,000 fans. Get there.
Oh, yeah, head in.
Lock in.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.